So we get to the airport, and you know, as you can, it's a motorcade ride with the president on a good day is a fast, pretty brisk one. This one was a really fast one. At this point, we do believe we're going back to Washington. And it was only as we got to the plane, I can't remember if we were in the air or about to take off when the next hit, you know, the Pentagon, and then we, the decision was we were not going to. I remember we're taxiing down the runway, and just a, you know, as again, a typical procedures, it's a pretty steep ascent, but this was a dramatic ascent into the air. And pretty quickly, we bank west, and we're headed not to Washington. And at this point, it becomes difficult. You know, you get fog of war type stuff. We can't get, you know, Rumsfeld goes to the scene, so he's kind of out of commission. You know, we've got Bob Mueller on, literally his second day, I think, on the job as FBI director. And so we're on the phone with him before we get there. As it was documented in the 9/11 report, the comms on Air Force One weren't ideal. They functioned okay, but not great. They are trying to keep them open. In fact, we were talking about the mobile devices. This was right at the beginning of BlackBerry. Where's one person, of course, Carl, who had a BlackBerry. He had a political BlackBerry. And I remember as we're going up, he was sending notes to all of our wives on his BlackBerry saying, Dan's okay, he'll call when he can, sent for each person. Okay. And that's how we, you know, he'll call when he can or something, we're good, fine. But that's how we all communicated back to our spouses, was Carl's BlackBerry. He was the only one who had one. And was the impetus of all of us getting them very quickly thereafter. So we go west, and I remember there was a scare, you know, this is when there was a misinterpretation of somebody using the signal of Angel in Air Force One. So there was this fear, so then we get fighter aircraft escorts. There was a misreport about, you know, the ranch being a target, and, you know, he's trying to track down his parents and his daughters and his wife. And it's a pretty hectic swirling activity on Air Force One. We're getting the, you know, in Air Force One, we're getting the local, we're getting the coverage, so we're seeing all this stuff. We're seeing the...
From whatever local station you're...
Yeah, you're picking them up as you go, yeah. Basically, one of the nationals. And we're deciding what we're going to do. We end up going to Barksdale Air Force Base. And he's really anxious to get back. Cheney, everybody else is saying, you know, at this point, there's still hundreds of international inbound aircraft in the air. It's just still a too fluid of an environment. Trying to decide whether we're going to go to NORAD in Colorado or to Offutt. And ideally, we would have gone to NORAD, but the logistics were too hard to work out because to get up to NORAD, you'd have to have helos and all that. And we didn't have assets because this was an unplanned stop. Mm-hmm. That was really what prompted us to go to Offutt. And but we made the decision in Barksdale that we were going to shrink the size of the traveling party significantly. And we had some congressmen with us, we had extra staffers, we had a substantial press corps, and I'll never forget this, and Ari and I knew we were gonna cut it down to a very tight travel pool of press reporters. And he said, this is not gonna go over well, because every one of those reporters is thinking I'm gonna win a Pulitzer because I'm gonna be with the president on 9/11.